This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. Last time he was on my show was August of last year. We're talking about Peer-to-Peer Network, a.k.a. MobiCard, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PTOP. And with us today is the chairman and CEO, plus also the chief technology officer, Nick, and also Josh Sudakis. Josh, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Everett. It's always a pleasure. I've come on your show, like usual, to make a big announcement. You know, I like transparency. And today, I just want to communicate with the shareholders to let them know what I've been doing behind the scenes. On March 12th, you know, which was recorded as a record date, I sent in for a Novo list, which is a list of all of our shareholders as of that record date of March 12th. I needed the Novo list to complete the OTC application. Monday, March 29th, I submitted the OTC application that will allow us to get our financials posted, current, and to remove the stop sign. So we have about 2,438 shareholders. I like to make relationships with all of them. So I do intend to initiate a new shareholder outreach program with the list. But the reason we needed it was to attach it to the OTC application. So here's how it works. We submit the application with the Novo list attached. We pay a little application fee of $1,000, submit the application. The application goes down to the OTC, and it takes them 3 weeks from the time that the invoice is paid, and that's roughly another $5,500 for them to then process the application. If approved, it will then be, we will then be in a position where we're able to actually post our financials, remove the stop sign that's on the stock right now. You cannot post your financials or remove your stop sign until this is completed, but the countdown has started. So I just want to clarify, this does not mean the financials are done. We are anticipating that our accountants will be done in the next 3 weeks so that by the time our application is approved and processed, we can be in a position to immediately post our financials to the OTC market. If we had waited until the accountants were done with the financials and then filed the application, you know, we'd have like 3 weeks of dead time just waiting for the application to be processed. And I thought it much better and expedient to speed up that process for the benefit of the shareholders to try to time the completion of the financials to the approval of the process.
So you're saying, I don't want to take anything out. So you're saying that the financials will be done within 30 days.
That's exactly what I'm saying, Everett. 30 to, you know, 40 days. I don't want, I would not be filing this OTC application if I didn't think that that was the case. Yes. But remember, there are no guarantees, but it is more probable than not at this point that we will have our financials clear in the next 30 days. So we're one big step closer to lifting the stop sign and getting the financials current. And by filing the OTC application, we're going to be able to do so. Again, there might be some leeway. When the accountants are done, we have to make, you know, the final payment to them, and then they have to send it down. So there could be a week in transition there. But right around that mark, 30 to 40 days.
Before I move on to our new guest, your new chief technology officer, is there anything else that you want to bring up to speed for my listeners and your stockholders?
I think that I would just say that we're extremely optimistic. We're looking forward to marketing soon. I think that my CTO, this application is just really, really important for us, and I wanted to communicate really the gist of this entire appearance was for me to reiterate that we're making strides on getting those financials current. I know that's what shareholders wanted to get updated on.
Well, let me introduce my next guest. My next guest is Nick Santana. He is the new Chief Technology Officer for Peer-to-Peer Network. Again, you can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PTOP. Nick, thank you so much for coming on the show and bringing us up to speed, if you will. What do you bring to the table, and what do you want shareholders to know about yourself and maybe a little bit of your background?
Well, I'd like to thank you for having me on the show. Basically, what I wanted to express is my experience that I have, as well as the route that it took me to get here. And I greatly appreciate the opportunity Josh has given me as the CTO of MobileCard. It really all started with some graphic design, as Josh stated, a connection that we made, and going back and forth through email. You know, I had vested interest in the company. I initially started off as a shareholder.
Right.
But with my 15 years of experience with the entire software development lifecycle, it allowed me to bridge the gap between MobiCard and the developers. So I kind of acted initially as a liaison between MobiCard and ThinkLatitude. Throughout that process, I mainly was working on bugs and getting all the reports together, trying to make sure that we were in a good position to move forward. But throughout that whole time, I was analyzing exactly what we needed for our application and trying my best to see where Josh's vision lined up with what we already had. And I wanted to bridge the gap between all three, Josh's vision, the current development team, as well as the users, because the most important thing of the application is the user experience. So once we had everything in place, I then leveraged my relationships in the software development field to be able to acquire high-level talent. At that point in time, we went through our project manager, Atik Rahman, and he was able to connect us with a designer. Once we had our designer, we were able to bring together an interactive redesign for the application that we feel is amazing. The flow of the application is going to change. It's just going to make things so much smoother and easier for the user. And improving the user experience, to me, is going to just increase the value of our application. But I think one of the most important skill that I bring to the table is my coding and management abilities. But most of all is the vested interest in the company. Not only do I have the software development abilities, but there will also be an open line of communication with Josh, our new development team, and myself. This will allow us to reduce the response times to bugs and allow us to implement MobiCard's vision in the most efficient way possible. Our development will directly reflect MobiCard's vision to experience.
Can I just touch on something real quick here? I think having this internal development team is going to allow MobiCard to handle its own code and bug fixes, which for the shareholders, it's going to reduce our expenses while making our response times to issues much faster than we had before. Like Nick had stated, he started out as a shareholder and had reached out to us a few times, and then I actually ended up flying him down to Boston. He was doing some graphics and stuff like that. I met with him, and we signed an agreement. He actually is working for compensation in stock with small cash. So that's why it's going to reduce our expenses. So he's such a big believer in the product that he was able to bring his top talent and himself to the table because he believes in the company and is willing to be compensated in stock. And Nick, I think that speaks volumes about you.
Well, I want to interject for a second, gentlemen, and let my listeners know about your flagship project, which is the digital business card. And my question to the both of you, and you guys can take turns answering this, are you too late to the game? Is there already a paradigm shift that's already happening? Because more and more people are working from home. I'll let either one of you answer that.
I'll start off by saying, number one, no, we're not too late in the game. There's no other application that has proprietary solutions such as our product that's out there as it exists right now in the market. There are some competitors that are popping up. The paradigm shift that you referenced, of course that's taking place. I mean, there's a digital revolution now. I got tickets to the Celtics game, and you can't even use paper tickets anymore. You got to get the scan bar scanned from your phone. Everything
right.
is going digital now. So that's actually only an opportunity for us because now the feedback that we get from people that are looking to actually utilize our platform is specifically they're looking for a solution. The only paradigm, the only competition that I've seen thus far, number one, don't have these mobile apps and the wide, like the web app, the two mobile apps and the organizational portals. They're really just like you scan a QR code, you get a copy of a small business card. So all of the features that we have by far blow every one of our competitors out of the water. And when Nick references this redesign that we have that's coming up, that's kind of a glimpse of the future. That's something just to make the sign-up process a little bit more simple so that for people that have had issues with signing up and creating an account, that that process can go much, much smoother. But by far, there's nothing that comes close to the features that we have. And specifically, I'm referencing one of the 19 material claims that we had that was granted in the utility patent that we had filed, and the continuation patent that enhanced that material claim, such as text messages that are shared with you when someone opens your card and third-party shares of the card. It's a very valuable feature. So I don't think we're too late to the game. The product has been the market. We've done kind of a soft launch, and we kind of wanted to have the product a little bit better before we do a massive marketing effort. And Nick, if you have anything to add.
Well, no, I just want to say that this is an exciting time for us. And if I didn't understand that this was an exciting time, I would not have invested so much time and effort into what we're doing as of right now. I think that there's always going to be competitors out there, and I understand that. The only difference is that we have everything in place as of right now. There's so much that we have in place, and we plan on leveraging mobile technologies completely, everything, through networking, just to make sure that the digital business card has as much information, has much built-up data alongside with the analytics as possible, so that we can leverage that throughout the entire market.
Right, so we can stay ahead. We'll stay ahead of the curve, Everett. That's what he's saying, right? We are
right.
The best of brands as we are now, and we plan to continue to be in the future.
We got about 30 seconds left, gentlemen. Real quick, Josh, do we get to revenues in 2021?
So the answer to that question, the simple, short answer is yes. I don't need 30 seconds to say that yet. You know, you don't want to cancel the party too soon, but the way we're offering right now is there's a free version that we get people, we prove the value, we sign up massive amounts of users, and then there's the pay-for version, which the free version has ads on the bottom. The free version has the pay-for version has no ads on the bottom, so we're actually already generating some revenue from the paid-for version. Once we have enough users on the free version, we can always say upgrade to become a premium member to continue using some of these premium features. So there's a lot of avenues to maximize the revenue going forward.
We have everything in place with hiring a senior architect, Jay Wallace, a project manager. We have the entire team with Atik Rahman, and we just have the building blocks in place to make a premier application in the near future. We know the precedence of our time frame, and we're going to hit the ground running.
Josh, you got about 10 seconds left. You got the last word. What is it that you want my listeners, your stockholders, to take away from the interview today?
I think it's about growth, growth, growth. This year, 2021, is all about growth. We've already laid the groundwork and the fundamentals. We have an app out there. We intend to grow our user base, grow our revenue streams, and grow the price of the stock. Who knows where we go from here, Everett?
I want to thank you, both of you gentlemen, for coming on the show. If you're looking to get on the ground floor of a great technology company, take a look at Peer-to-Peer Network, a.k.a. MobiCard. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PTOP. Josh, Nick, thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you guys come back in about 40 or 50 days and give me an update.
I'll be back within two months.
Thank you, gentlemen.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.